SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, many hands made the work light this Labor Day. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA right after this.
Mommy, I can go to Ananda Alert National Missing Children's Forum on May 25th. That day is International Missing Children's Day.
What's that about, Johnny? Me not have no holy pa money, you know.
Mommy, it's free. The top 5 schools in the Ananda Alert school competition will be presenting. Plus, they're going to have local and foreign speakers.
That sound really good. Who do I call to register you?
Call the OCR at 908-1690 or email them, mommy, at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm.
Every passing must work.
Street corners and community centers all across the island were abuzz, with citizens lending a hand in keeping with this year's Labor Day theme to restore, preserve, and beautify their communities. At every stop, there was a flurry of activities, whether painting, debushing, or garbage collecting. We visited the Paul Bogle Heritage Site, located in the hills of Stony Gut, St. Thomas. It was given special attention as the main project for the parish on Labor Day. Mayor Lenworth Rawl says the project was carefully selected in light of the day's theme.
So we are here today planting trees, bushing, sweeping, cleaning up, restore the fence, and putting in tables that we can sit, relax, and the turnout is good. We are here to beautify and preserve the area. Residents, please take care of this park. It means a lot to Jamaica.
The property is managed by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust and is an attraction to both locals and visitors. The team also stopped off at Aylsham off Shortwood Road, where residents were seen cleaning the Hall Crescent Park as part of Labor Day activities in the area. Here's JIS reporter Twyla Whelan with a recap.
Last year's Labor Day project saw community members painting curb walls, but this year, the Citizens Association decided to clear the overgrown park grounds. Armed with weed whackers, lawnmowers, rakes, and refreshments, residents cut and bagged piles of grass in the space often used for community gatherings. Committee member of the Aylsham Citizens Association, Janet Allen, says residents save money by cleaning up the park themselves.
Well, we decided that since we'll need this park for our annual Barbie Fish Fry, we will clean it up. We have most of us here who are committee members, and I think it's going well. Some of the men started early. It's just raking up, probably left to do.
Deputy Mayor and Councillor for the Waterloo Division, Winston Ennis, hopes the cleaning of the park will foster a sense of community spirit and encourage residents to take care of their surroundings.
They need to stop throwing their garbage in the gully and on the streets. They need to package it properly. When the truck comes, deliver it.
Reporting for Roundabout JA, I'm Twyla Whelan.
Thanks, Twyla. And don't forget that the Forestry Department is still distributing free seedlings until June 2, and the National Environment and Planning Agency is inviting as many Jamaicans as possible to collect seedlings and plant at least one tree as part of their mission to plant 1 million trees by June 2019. Outcome number 11, Goal 3 of our country's National Development Plan, aims to create a technology-enabled society. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a child protection tip. Give your children the opportunity to contribute to the making of decisions that will affect them. Ask them how they feel, and when they weigh in on a topic, consider their opinion. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.